you'd like to read with us in Exodus, the 34th chapter, start with the 12th verse. It says, "Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." Now, you know, today we're in a time when people don't want you to say anything against anybody that's going contrary to the Bible. We're not supposed to judge. We're supposed to just embrace whatever comes along or whatever goes. But you know, here God said, He said, "But ye shall destroy their altars and break their images and cut down their groves." You know, when you go to the very place to those in the world, you're not going to be taught very well of. And as I was reading this and praying this morning, I began to think of the very sin that some of the people have taken here in this church against family. And you know what the family's all about, and how that they talk about. Well, what do you think when they're growing in here and begin to do this to the people that was in the land? What did they think of these people that was coming in? They wasn't praising or you were not today. When we do what God wants, we're not going to be so well of. And this day is time. But oh, thank God, God looks down and pours out His Spirit. God is still able to bless. Now it might be more, it might be down that's rejected, it might be those that are just doing all they can to destroy it because of the sin that we say. But oh, thank God, God promised you a love that He will bless with one. He did. Before me. And if we're not doing what God would have us to do because of family or anyone else, whether we like to admit it or not, they become our God. You know, the thing today we've got to be careful about is, are we standing strict enough for God? Not are we being too lenient, but are we being strict enough? God's Word is stricter than about anybody that I know of. We can't cut any corner. God, He said that He said a plumb line, and He was going to hear it to the plumb line. You and I today, there's nothing that says perfect except the plumb line. It is as straight as it gets. God has let you and I know that He's not going to make any lenient or tolerant for you or I or no one else. You know, our families, though we may love them, if we really love them, we will tell them the truth. Our enemies, if we say we love them, we'll tell them the truth. You know, God still has the exact same requirements as He did back in the Old Testament. And you'll find, even when God called men that were so young, they looked upon themselves as being a child. God gave them boldness to stand and tell the truth and to speak it plain. That's what we need to pray for. God has given me boldness that I might let people know exactly what Your Word says, that I wouldn't diminish it one little bit. I know when it's family that we love, and the words that we're saying to them, it's a falling of anger with them. I know it's easy to say, well, I'll keep one. But if God said for us to stay, we have no choice but to stand and stay. God required us to stand still upon His Word, to be And all my soul, but you know all I could help to you, for your mom and dad, and Chrissy for your people, but God will bless you for me and my boy stand and hold their feet to the bar. And each one of us today, we can accept what God's Word says and refuse to compromise, or we can go along with the things of the world and lose out with what we have with God. And you know, if you'll read and study about Israel, all that God done for them, the least little thing, they turned their eyes from God and looked back into Egypt. Even when the smoke and the fire was still on the mountain and they had heard the voice of God, they was looking back into Egypt. Today people think, oh, I go to a church where it's spiritual. I know that God's lead me. But are we listening to the voice of the Lord, or are we looking back to the things behind us? God's out ahead, and you and I, we need to keep our eyes upon Him, pressing forward, all the things, you know, I thought back about my life, and I apologize for all the time that I failed God, that I haven't been the husband, the father, the preacher, the Christian, maybe that God would have me to be, that I fell short, but today, in the world. You know, you see in the news and about anything that you want to look at where the world is judging and they are saying things are right or acceptable that God refuses to accept. His Word spoke out plain again. You and I, God don't tell us to go along with what's politically correct. He says for us to go along with His Word. To stand upon His Word. To live by it. Because that's what we're going to be judged by. And none of us is going to be perfect. You know, I've been in the building trade in years past. And I've seen men that took time to do work as good as they knew how. But somebody misread the blueprint. And because of that, that had to be torn down and redone. You and I, today people say, well, I just done my best. But if it wasn't according to what God said and what God required, it will be torn down and destroyed. Our best is not what it's going to take. It's obedience unto God. Doing it the way that God wants. And if we do that, and we do the best that we can at that, then it will be acceptable. But just going off on our own, doing the best we can, God will reject it every time. Why? He set the foundation, and He tells you and I to build their own. And you go on building somewhere else. You're building the old sand, and it won't stand. And God wants each and every one of us to be faithful and true. You know, here it said, His name is Jealous, and He's a jealous God. you and I think of that. A lot of times we think of somebody as being jealous, or as, I guess you'd say, being ridiculous because they've got something in their mind or in their heart for that loved one that they're jealous over to do, and they will not accept nothing else. That person is just enslaved to them. And that's something. That's what God wants you and I to be to Him. You know, my wife and me, we can sit down and even talk and discuss about what I want her to do and what she wants me to do. And there's times I convinced her that I was right and she did what I wanted. There've been times that she convinced me that she was right. But you know, I've never been able to sit down with God and convince God I was right. Always when we come to a discussion, at the end of it, I had to say, "Lord, Thy will be done," because He was always right. No matter how much I fall through a situation, no matter how much I tried to see the very depths of it, and think that what I was doing, the way I was looking at it, would be good enough. When I began to pray and talk to God, I found out what God was saying was right. You and I today, when it comes to our family, we still must take them to the Word of God. We must that God laid down for us to live by. God started laying it down in Genesis, and He followed all the way through the Bible to tell us how that we should live and in what waits for us at the end of it. For us today, God is still telling us my way to run, man's way to roll. And you and I today, we will listen unto God, we can find that God's Word is still true, you know, in the New Testament. Paul, he gets down right where each and every one of us lives. Paul, the life that he lived, when it come down time for him to die, he give the testimony that what he had done, what he had went through, all the persecution and everything that he had suffered, though man might look at it and thinking it was above measure, Paul did not look at it that way. Paul counted all of that as nothing for what was waiting for him on the other side. You and I today, though family forsakes us, what difference does it make when we stand before God? God says, enter in. It's not going to make any difference, is it? You know, after all, family here, we look at it and say, well, their blood kin, they're closer than anybody else. I've got Christian friends and brother that in no relation to me, that's closer than blood kin in this life. Why? Because there's a bond there in the spirit that goes deeper than the things of blood that we inherit from our parents, and it's an inheritance from that fear gets you from breast to breast. It means far more than the blood that flowing in our brain of vein, because it may come through the same DNA. But when that fear begins to kill, that'll make a difference in our blood. That'll build a love there that crosses miles. That'll make a difference wherever we go, that people can see and know that there's something to it. And the sad part about it today, too many times we go through life and we find so few. You know, I was thinking this morning, I was walking back up from my house from praying. As Darrell mentioned, and you feel ashamed of yourself. But sometimes you get to the point where you about feel like, oh, Lord, when He said, I'm the only one that's left. Because you go and you meet so many others, maybe of the same name of a faith that you thought was something that was anchored in the Bible, and you meet them and you find out they're not willing to stand upon that same standard. And it's so encouraging to meet somebody from Ohio and find out, just think God told them, I've got thousands of them that haven't found their knee. There's been little pockets all over the world that's holding on to the things of God. Anyone that He's already come back, there's still people to be saved. And I pray today that back in Ohio, there's shouting going on for those that we were praying for last night in that church, that they come to the Lord today. You and I today, when that last boy comes in, Christ is going to come, because the Father is going to say, Son, go and gather them all, and I bring it closer than most of us believe. It's time for us to get anchored deeper than we've ever been before. Get our eyes up on Christ. Recognize we're in the family that's much higher than any family here on this earth. And look forward to going home to that reunion. You know, there was a time in my life that I would travel for miles to get to be home where my mom and father and brother and sister were at Christmas or Thanksgiving, and drive all night long with that anticipation of wanting to see their face. But I've been traveling for years with anticipation of one waiting on the other side. Yeah. I look so forward to that homecoming that day when we can be together there, never to part anymore. There's something in the Bible I've read and I've wondered about. It talked about that holy city today and said you can go in and out. And I thought if I get in, well, I ain't gonna ever want to go out for just stay there for all of eternity. And it might be wonderful on the outside, but it could be one there, so why leave it? You and I today, we need to get our eyes elevated upon the things in this world. They may be beauty here, but what waits us on the other side is much better. And I'm afraid too many times we don't look at that. If God loved us enough to send His Son, He loved us enough to leave us such a standard to live by, loved us enough to make it so plain that we can carry it around in our hands and understand all that God requires of us. And then He even made it so special, He speaks direct to your heart for your special needs. That's how wonderful a God is.
Amen.
So if God is that wonderful and He's that special, you know, He said, you're bought with a price. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. God's that special. You and I, we ought to look at ourselves and think, boy, I must be something special for a God that great to care for me. I must really be special in God's eyes for Him to care that much. And because of that, then we should live our life that very way to make sure we're pleasing unto it. You know, as I said there, when I was working in construction, and you knew the architect was coming, or you knew there was some big inspector coming, even off of the job site, out in the yard around it, in the middle. that we also think of ourselves as being something special, before God, that we want to look at everything. Have you ever been in a wedding and seen the bride coming to the church? No, she left all in front of a mirror and everything looked good for her. She got in a car and had to sort of wash that dress up to get in. But when she got to the church and she said, she wanted somebody to help her. She said, I wanted someone crying. This is my wedding day. There won't be another day like this. This is faithful. God wants you and I to look at our lives that way. We're going to be the only God. He wants us to make sure that everything we do is special for you and not be ashamed. Would we stand there on that day when we've done what God has asked of us? For such an unusual and holy God, when God said, my people are peculiar people, He knew in the eyes of the world, if we please God, that's the way we would look. So let's make sure that we please God. It need not worry what other people think about us, as long as God is pleased. Isn't it wonderful today to know a God that's real? To know a God that can answer your prayers and mine. You know, I've seen people that they had problems in their life, and they'd say, well, I want to get so-and-so to pray for me because I believe they're a real Christian. I want to get them to pray for me. You know, that tells you a whole lot about their life. You and I should try our very best to live our life for anybody at any time. When they need somebody to pray for them, they would think of us. And you know, I've been many of a time in my life when I had nobody to pray but me. And God wants us to stay to where we're in touch with Him, to where we can reach Him. Well, we've got communion with God. You know, the people back there in Israel, God was willing to communicate with them. But they told Moses, you go and talk to God, and you come and tell us. But God, when Christ went back to the Father, He made it an individual thing. Each one of us can talk to Him, and He will talk to us. And I love that. Because there's things in my life I would not want to talk to nobody else about. But I could go and talk to God about it. He already knew me. When I was in sin, I didn't want to tell anybody else what I'd done. When I got on my knees before God, I could tell Him because I knew He knew, because He already had me convicted for what I'd done. It wasn't Him, He knew. You and I today, you might say on the Lord somewhere near the way and say, I'm ashamed to tell anybody. Well, go tell the Lord about it. That's what really counts. Go and tell Him about it and ask Him to forgive you. Learn by your mistake. Come and stay close to the God. So the next time that comes up, you won't be guilty. Now thank God today that He is a forgiving God. But He is a jealous God. And He won't accept us if we try and hide our mistakes. It takes confession. And as long as we are honest before God with an open heart, confessing our faults and our failures, we can find forgiveness. Isn't it wonderful to know a God like that? You and I today, let's make sure that all that we do
not just today, but throughout our life, is just what God wants us to do.
You know, I heard a man say once, those that makes it to heaven are those that gets up one more time than the number of times the devil knocks them down. Just because you fall down, that's no place to give up. You get back up. You know, I've been out walking in the brush and stuff and stumble and fall down and fall three or four times before I ever got all the way up. But I didn't quit trying. I kept getting up because I knew I had to get back on my feet. I couldn't just lay there in all that pile of brush and make it. Well, you and I, we can't make it here in this world just because the things here in this life gets us down. We've got to get our eyes above that. Set a determination to make heaven our home. Read the Bible what it says that heaven is. Then look at your life and see just how you're measured up to what God wants a Christian to be. And Christ said, no matter what it is in our life, He's able to help us to overcome that we can be exactly what God wants us to be. Amen. I thank God for that.